Hello, my name is Dawn, and I will be your conference operator today. At this time, I would like to welcome everyone to the CanCare 2.0 implementation call. All lines have been placed on mute to prevent any background noise. After the speaker's remarks, there will be a question and answer session. If you would like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. If you would like to withdraw your question, press the pound key. Thank you. I will now turn the call over to Becky Ross. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Dawn. Good morning, everyone. Thank you for joining us on the call. Just want to let you all know that these calls will continue through April. The recordings and the transcripts can be accessed on the CanCare website at cancare.ks.gov. Also, a reminder that open enrollment continues through April 3rd. And that each MCO's customer service number is on the CanCare website as well as their websites, and you can get to their website either directly or through the CanCare website. Today we're going to have some updates from the three MCOs and then a brief update from our partners at First Data, and then we'll turn it over for more questions. This morning we're going to start with Sunflower.
Good morning. Hi, this is Doug Kleiss with Sunflower. For this week, we have nothing new to report related to any issues with the CanCare 2.0 implementation.
All right. Thanks, Doug. And now we'll turn it over to United.
Hi, this is Jeff Stafford with United. In a similar vein, things seem to be implementing very well. Some major systemic issues. One common theme that does come up is there are still, you know, providers that are newly discovering the need to have a KMAP ID, and, you know, that is something that, you know, we would emphasize for everyone looking to make sure that you've got your KMAP ID and therefore can be, you know, credentialed and processed appropriately. All of the MCOs, that's a general issue.
Thanks, Jeff. And finally, we'll turn it over to Aetna.
Good morning. This is Kim Glenn with Aetna. And first of all, we just want to talk about, as we talked about last week, we are extending our transition of care period through the month of April. That bulletin has been approved and is posted on the KMAP site, and we are in the process of getting that posted onto the Aetna Better Health of Kansas website. And the other thing that we're working on is we ran a report of our participating providers that do not currently have a KMAP ID. So we will be starting outreach within the next week to those providers to get them to the portal, the MCO portal, so that they can start getting registered and be ready for the 7-1 claims payment. And the rest of what we're doing for CanCare 2.0 is just daily business. That's all we have.
Thanks, Kim. And now I'd like to turn it over to Candace Cobb at First Data.
Good morning, everyone. This is Candace with First Data. I do want to remind you that if you have any issues of any kind with claims, with authorizations, I want you to reach out to our help desk because at that point you can have a ticket created and that's easier to track for both you and First Data. So that number is 1-800-441-4667, or email, and this is sometimes good when you can create screenshots to email your issue to authenticare.support@firstdata.com. So authenticare.support@firstdata.com. And I would encourage you, if you are a provider on the phone today who provides HCBS services whose claims are mandated by KDADS to flow through AuthentiCare, and you're not receiving flash communications from me or from client services if there are maintenance times to report to you, please do email me at candace.cobb@firstdata.com, and that's Candace with two A's, candace.cobb@firstdata.com. I want to make sure that you are on our flash communications list so that you can receive those flashes and any training notices that come from me or from our client services team. Thank you.
Thanks, Candice. Could you repeat the help desk phone number one more time, please?
Certainly. 1-800-441-4667. And there will be options to choose for Kansas because we are in other jurisdictions. So, again, 1-800-441-4667.
Thanks, Candice.
You're welcome.
Now, Dawn, I think we're ready to open up the line for questions.
If you have a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Again, if you have a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. We'll pause for just a moment. Okay, and we do have a question from the line of Ruth Cornwall.
Hi, good morning. My question is for Kim with Aetna. Kim, can you provide an update, please? You indicated a couple weeks ago that you all had been sending out the welcome packets. I still have a large number of members who are reporting they've not seen anything.
Okay, well, we mailed out probably a little over 700 packets a few weeks ago. Most of those went emailed. Ruth, if you just get to us who those members are, we will be more than happy to send them out a second welcome packet. Now, you know, welcome packets did go out for folks that have complete, you know, we do have a signed agreement, and they have completed credentialing, but please just go ahead and give that list of providers to Mike, and we will make sure that if they've gone through and everybody's been credentialed, that they do have a welcome packet.
Kim, I appreciate that. I have nearly 3,500 actively practicing physicians in the state, and while I'm sure not all of them are Aetna Better Health participants, that's a pretty long list to compile.
Okay, and, you know, Ruth, those providers can go ahead and call our provider experience line, and somebody can get them, email them out a welcome packet upon receipt of their phone call.
So am I understanding that have you just sent out 700 packets?
And new packets go out every week as folks come through credentialing. I mean, it is not, we did not stop. Every welcome packets go out almost on a daily basis as we get providers going through the process.
Okay. Could you also speak to the claims processing, how many claims you've received and how many claims have actually paid out?
Let me have somebody pull up those numbers for the week. I mean, I can tell you what we have paid out for the Ruth, I do not, as I have been out of the office this week, I apologize. We do not have that information readily available, but we can pull up where we're currently at in our claims number, amounts paid, and Mike McClure can follow up with you.
Could we get that added to maybe the agenda and have the weekly report on updates on claims processes versus paid? I mean, received versus paid.
I will make sure that Mike, I know that Mike is working with you guys weekly, and we'll just, we can have that update given to you on your weekly phone call.
Okay. I think it would be beneficial to everyone on the call. But that's fine. I can work with Mike.
Okay. Thank you.
Your next question comes from the line of Gail Herndon.
Hi, this is Gail Herndon with OCCK, and I've got a couple of things for Aetna. First of all, I'm going to need a phone call from somebody concerning cognitive therapy under the TBI waiver. I'm getting inappropriate payments from Aetna on that, and this is an ongoing issue we had with Amerigroup, so I want to get on top of this. Secondly, we had visited about a month ago about client obligations not being deducted from claims in January, and I just downloaded our first payment from February claims, and they are still not being deducted. I have 70 claims I'm tracking from January. Now I'm going to double that for February. So we have got to get this stopped.
Gail,
and that's
this is
all I have to do.
Okay, and we will have somebody, if you'll give us your phone number, we'll have somebody reach out to you. We do know that there was an issue with getting a data field filled in so that the client obligation would deduct. We did figure that out a couple of weeks ago. We were in the process of getting those authorizations updated with that information so that those would process correctly. So if you would just give us your number again, Gail, we will have somebody reach out to you around cognitive therapy and take a look at those claims examples. But you should start seeing client liability as we did find out there was a data field not completed.
Well, hopefully we can get it done because now I'm into, like I said, 2 months worth of tracking. This is really not fun to do.
And then
we're going to have to be looking also at your recoupment processes after that. So that sometimes doesn't takes quite a bit of time. Anyway, my number is 785-819-3456.
And that was 3456?
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much.
Uh-huh, thank you.
And your next question comes from the line of Belinda Mahoney.
Hi, we have a problem with a cardiology surgery claim with Amerigroup that we can't get paid. The claim keeps denying as primary Medicare Part A, and we filed reconsiderations and appeals and explained that a provider would not file to Medicare Part A, and the patient did not have Part B. And we've had similar claims like this that have been overturned and paid. Now, Amerigroup's telling us we need to file for a state hearing. Is there anyone we can reach out to Amerigroup to that can get this cleared up for us?
Hello, this is Shirley Norris with KDHE, and I'm in charge of the Amerigroup transition. So if you could email me that claim number plus your appeal number, I can get in touch with someone.
That'd be great.
Yeah, my email is Shirley, S-H-I-R-L-E-Y. I hope you can hear me because I've got a cold. And then period. And last name is Norris with a N as in Nancy, O-R-R-I-S, at ks.gov. I'll be happy to help you.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
And we have a question from a caller. Please state your name and then ask your question. Your line is open.
This is Shirley Gamble with the Sterling Medical Center, and we're a rural health clinic. And I just wanted to let you know that we did receive our welcome packet for our clinic. And I had a question. Would we be receiving those welcome packets just by the clinic, or would each individual provider be receiving a welcome packet?
Shirley, this is Kim Glenn with Aetna. I'm assuming the question was for us. And
yes,
it just comes in for the clinic. If you need any additional information, please reach back out, or we can reach back out and get more documents to you.
Okay. Just wanted to know what to expect. So I have a question included in the welcome packet. There were two things I had a question on. One of them is you have included some fraud and abuse training information. Are you wanting us to pass that on to each of our individual providers? Do we need to have them sign off on it? We do fraud and abuse training as a clinic through a third party. Is this something that by contract you're wanting us to do in addition to?
Shirley, this is Mike McClure. No, I don't think it's something that you need to do in addition to what you're already doing. I will have Lisa follow up with you and talk through that issue.
and the others as well.
Okay. The other thing is when I was looking through the welcome packet on page 5, it indicates that the timely filing is 120 days, and we signed a contract, say, in 180 days. I was actually speaking with Lisa on a different topic and brought that up to her, and because of her involvement with the welcome packet, she was going to go back and kind of look at that, but everybody needs to kind of have a heads up that it, what's coming out, at least what came out to us, indicated an incorrect timely filing number of days. So,
sure. This is Mike again. Yeah, that is being corrected. We follow the Kansas regulatory timely filing, and unfortunately, some of those packets went out without the regulatory compliance addendum attached that supersedes what was in that generic product attachment. So we will get that corrected and get you out a regulatory compliance addendum that clearly states that it's following the state timely filing.
Thank you, Mike.
You're welcome.
And then any status update on the rural health clinic claims issue? I know they had said about 30 days, and we're getting really close to that. Has that internal problem been fixed? I understand it was a provider pick or provider selection by the system that was not picking the RHC information. Has that been corrected yet?
We will follow up with that on Shirley. Yeah, last week we did meet with our system configuration people, and one of the things was very focused on the RHC issue. It was where we did go in and pick the incorrect provider record. We will have somebody look to where we're on the status of getting those claims reprocessed, Shirley, and reach back out to you.
And that is fine. That's fine for me. We have probably over 70 claims by now. It was 50 last week. But that's something that if you can just put out on the log, because
yes.
I'm directing all the RHCs that I work with through an organization to go to the log to check for the most recent updates.
Yes, and we do have that out on the claims resolution log, and we will keep that updated. Thank you.
I appreciate that. Thank you. That's all my questions.
And there are no further questions in queue.
Okay, operator, let's just give it a few more seconds to see if anything.
We do, and again, if you have a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. And we have a question from the line of Helpers, Inc.
Yeah, this is Barb Zimmerman with Helpers, Inc., FMS provider. I was just wondering about the 835 files that for Aetna. We've not been able to get those files to get that uploaded into Authenticare. I know we spoke to several people, but we get no update on that, and it's probably something they need to be working with First Data with, but we don't have a clearinghouse to go through to get those files currently. I just want to make somebody aware of that. And then I also wanted to know, we had several claims sent in for correction due to being paid by wrong rates, or they were paid with asking for third-party liability, which they were going to correct for us. And those have been over a month waiting for those corrections. I'm just wondering when we'll start seeing those corrections.
Yes, you're asking that question of Aetna, right?
Barb, this is Mike McClure. I do know that we have an internal meeting this afternoon to continue the discussion on working through the issues with the 835. So as soon as we have a solution to that, I'll make sure that Lisa or myself reaches out to you to let you know what we found on that. And then I don't have in front of me a line of sight on the claims issues that you mentioned, but we'll take a look at that as well and get you an update.
Okay, thank you.
Welcome.
Okay, and there are no further questions in queue.
All right. Well, thank you all for participating in the call this morning, and we look forward to hearing from you next week at the same time. Thanks.
Thank you for participating in today's conference call. You may disconnect this time.